Hey, everybody. It's a beautiful Monday, November the 1st. It's National Authors Day, and it's time for The Wise Guys and Girl, sponsored by Kmart's Book Department. It is a special day at Kmart today. They are having a book signing, a bit of a response to The Tiger King. I'm not sure if you've heard of it, but they're featuring the novel Revenge of the Tiger, like Claude Balls. As always, let's start with Sir and the weather.
Well, happy Halloween hangover. It is a magnificent Monday, currently 8 degrees, working your way up to a high of only 9 today, but sunny skies and dry. Looking pretty much the same throughout the rest of the week, so enjoy. And on National Authors Day, today's random daily shout-out goes to mystery writers. Did you know that it takes two mystery writers to change a light bulb? One to screw it in almost all the way, and the second one to give it a surprising twist at the end.
Well, today, millions of people celebrate authors and the books they write on National Authors Day. Books have a mind of their own, and they take time to develop, research, draft, edit, and revise and rewrite. I did submit my first book draft to a publisher. He said I should kill off the main character way earlier. Problem was, it was my autobiography. Tanika mentioned reading a steady diet of Stephen King younger. Today I learned that the writer Stephen King has a son named Joe. I'm not joking, but he is. And we may only have one favorite author or many collected works with which we cannot part, or favorite type of author. I'm really keen on drummers that become authors because of all the symbolism in their work. Oh, golly. And lastly, we can't overlook the work and the role of editors. Their work is so rewarding. All right, it is time for Tunes with Tamik. Tamik, what are we listening to today? Paperback writer?
Close, but no. Not okay. Ventura, did you get my message?
Yeah, I did.
Perfect, okay. So you have it pulled up?
Yeah, I have it pulled up.
So there's a Jamaican artist, former dancehall artist, but now gospel reggae artist, called Stitchy. And Stitchy actually, again, reggae music and dancehall music have a really humorous but also effective way of looking at the world. And I'm looking at the lyrics to the song that he wrote. Well, the album came out in 2019, very early 2019. And I'm looking at what he wrote and I'm like, feels like 2021, 2020. A lot of prophetic stuff here. But I'm going to get, Venture, if you could read the chorus for me. And I will translate. So the piece of paper, provide me with a pen. Yeah.
So it starts, a piece of paper, provide me with a pen. Me have to write my daddy this your meal, yo, again.
So basically, because he's now a gospel reggae artist, right? He's talking about God. So he's saying, I'm writing a letter to God, basically, in that first stanza. Keep going, Ventura.
Nah send no text, nah send no email. The internet connect them will feel.
James, that will feel like you. So he's saying, I'm not sending any text or any email. Internet, technology, all these things that we create, they're eventually going to fail. So going back to sort of more simple way of communication.
Daddy, please forgive me ignorance, but I'm trying hard to understand. I know you're not the author of confusion, but your son wants a quick response.
So again, he's saying, you know, God, I don't understand what's going on. I'm trying, but this world is too much. And I need you to answer. And then he speaks later on just how we're feeling, you know, richer, getting richer. People are dying, but trying to live. Talking about children going hungry, governments toppling over. And just saying, you know what, we need some answers, you know? But what I love about the song, like I said, you know, you're reading it and you're reading it. And he wrote this, or the album was released April of 2019. And man, when you think about everything that has been happening, even though we've had obviously problems in history, but the way he crafts the song and the things that are happening now, he talks about viruses taking over computers, but I'm thinking to my head, like a virus, but he actually, it's not just talking about a computer, he's just talking about viruses in general. And that was April of 2019.
Wow.
So a very prophetic song, a very interesting song. The very end, Venturi, you want to read the last two lines?
The last two lines of the song?
Mm-hmm. Them will try.
Them will try. Virus will try to corrupt all of the hard drive. So a straight mail from Earth to your daddy with love.
So basically, you know, people out there are going to try to send us information to corrupt us, whether it comes in the form of a virus or something else. So he's saying we need a direct connection with God as opposed to having an intermediate. So just when I think about everything going on with the church, everything that's going on, we talk about politics in this song. He talks about leaders failing their people. It's a really comprehensive song that really speaks to what we're going through in the world today. So, you know, pen and paper, look up the lyrics. It's not hard to understand. You can read between the lines, but honestly, a really good representation of really where we are. What do you think, Venturo?
Yeah. It's a pretty interesting song.
Yeah.
And there's a part of it that he says that the rich are getting richer and they're sucking away everything from the poor people with a straw.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you gotta sing a little bit of this.
And we've seen the wealthy have gotten significantly wealthier, by 10 times during this pandemic. So, yeah, very interesting.
And they're going out to space, but if only they would stay there.
Right? Right?
Sponsored by us. Tamik, sing us just a little bit. Come on, this one you have to do.
This one is hard. Hard to sing.
Okay, we'll get Venti Prince in on it too then.
No luck here, man.
Hard to sing this one. You'd be surprised. To be a Jamaican DJ and to do reggae, you have to have, there's a rhythm, there's a little, you have to actually really understand what you're saying. So I'd have to listen to this one over and over and over again to get it right. But it's just such a good song. So if you get a chance, honestly, really look it up. There's just so much commentary in one song.
Yeah. Wow. And so ahead of his time. Almost prophetic.
This is what I'm saying. Everything in there is just extremely prophetic. Yeah. He even talks about drugs and the problem with drugs and seen again an increase in the uptake of, you know, opioids and all these things and mental health happening during the pandemic. So just super interesting.
All right. Get it on our playlist. And again, my homework this week, I gotta figure out this show notes thing. I'm still lost with that one, but I'm really gonna try to put the playlist in our show notes for this week, and we can then share that to, well, with Colette and Kathy to be honest. Alright, let us get to Ventures with Venturo. Alright, Venturo, start us off. Well, what have you got for us this week?
Oh man, I'm so happy about this today's theme. So I got to share some of the favorite lessons from one of my favorite authors. His name is Jim Rohn, and you guys would have heard me made several quotations from Jim Rohn. So what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna share like 5 life lessons that I got from the great Jim Rohn. The first one is, it all starts with you. For things to change, you have to change. 2, never stop learning. Formal education will make you a living. Self-education will make you a fortune. 3, stop procrastinating. I guess he's talking to me. It's way easy. What is easy to do is also easy not to do. 4, take care of yourself. Take care of your body. You only have one body and you only have one life to live. 5, constantly work hard on your mind. Work harder on yourself than you do on your job. 6, express your feelings. Effective communication is 20% of what you know and 80% of how you feel about what you know. And the last one is, start making good habits. Motivation is what will get you started, but habits is what keep you going. So that's just some of the stuff from one of my favorite artists, Jim Rohn. If you haven't heard this guy speak, go check out this guy on YouTube or just go grab one of his books.
You forgot his other tip there, that use a synonym when you can't spell the other word.
gosh, if you get stuck, just roll with it.
Yeah.
All right, some great wisdom there. Thanks, Vichiro, for starting us off so well. It is Monday, time for Monday's mystery.
Yeah, I was having a tough time writing anything down. You know what it's like when a writer's sick, you have arthritis. But anyway, that being said, I always wondered, what do all those writers do with all the extra time they save by writing K instead of OK?
A true mystery for this Monday. All right, well, that is it for us, everyone. Tough day without Rohini, our laugh track, to be able to guide us to what the funny part was today. Have a great Monday, everyone.
And again, with some of members of the broadcasting studio on mute, we couldn't even get a reaction from that front either.
Well, thanks to everyone for sticking with us today. We are the wise guys and girl, leaving you smarter and happier than you were yesterday.